Elena and then yes.
Three maybe. First is saying I was very grateful and thankful to Fulata and to the WCC for inviting me as an ecumenical colleague to be part of this pilgrimage. I have learned so much, and it was before the Bishop of the Lutheran Communion became the president of the Lutheran Communion, our former member here, Musa Philibus. So one of the stories that I remember from that experience was from Musas Philibus congregation in the name of the place, I forgot.
In Yola.
Yola. Exactly, Yola. Yeah. And it was like, what does it mean to be church in that context? And I heard from a woman, she gave the meaning of a church. She was running away from Borno state, and she, because Boko came in, and she was just running without paper, without anything. She just jumped on a car that was driving people out of that place, and the car was going, and she was not jumping out of the car because she didn't know where to go. She never had left that small village from where she came and where Boko Haram was attacking. And then at some point, the driver said to that woman, where are you going? And she said, I don't have any place to go. I don't know where to go because I never have been outside of my state. And then she was down already to Adamawa.
Yeah.
And then she said, and the driver said, you cannot. I need to go home. You cannot stay in the car. And then she said, just stop by a church. I will ask for help in a church. And it happened to be Musa's church. Musa told us that, and this woman told us, she was telling her story. She said it was like 3-4 in the morning, in very early in the morning. And they just woke, had some conversation with people saying, we need to have help in this church. I need help. And Musa woke up, and then this whole church, people around, they gave her a place to stay. And she was, after 6 months, she got then her husband back and her son and daughter. She knew where they were. And when she told us her story in the women's meeting we had, I think for me was one of the best definition of being a church. Where are you going? And she said, just stop by a church because I know that they will welcome me. I know that I will be safe. And I thought, this is such a beautiful definition of being a church, a place where I can come at 1, 2, 3 in the morning and saying, I'm running away, I don't know where to go. Just help me. And she got help, and she got a job, and she got a place to live and build her own life. And the same experience we had with the Catholic Church also, in the where the Archbishop said, instead of using this huge place of land to nothing to do, just some beautiful garden, transform this garden in a refugee camp. So the archdiocese headquarters, the land piece, the land was transformed in a refugee camp, and one of the best organized because they got help from Caritas. So that challenges to be church in that context, to welcome people and to say, you are welcome here, instead of using this land in benefit for the diocese and for the bishop's garden, transform this in a refugee camp, and a very well organized. It was one of the most beautiful image that we saw, children sitting to waiting for us when we came, and they were reading their books. Very proud reading their books in a context of a refugee camp, children reading their books, while in the other camp, this camp that was carried by the state, we got children kind of begging for food or begging for help when we came in. And I think those challenges also, this challenge also, the notion that we have here in Europe normally, that people are just running away, and they first dream is to come to Europe when some difficulties happen down there. They don't. They go to Rebecca's house, to Rebecca Dalli's place. They go to their own church place. They found help among themselves. Coming here to Europe is one of the last alternatives. One of the last alternatives. So I came back with this strong feeling of who is here has not found anymore any opportunity down with among themselves. It's because it's the last resource that they are seeking also.
Thank you so much. I realize we are out of time, but can we just get this voice and then...